Hey, what's up? It's Luke here with PAX East 2013 coverage. I'm in the Reverb booth. Right now I'm standing outside of Beat Buddy by Threaks, and I'm standing with one of the developers of the game, Wolf. Can you tell us a little bit about Beat Buddy?
Yeah, sure. Beat Buddy is actually, it is an action music game, and it's in development for 3 years now. And what's actually happening is you're playing that guy, Beat Buddy, and while you encounter all the mechanics are based on music. So there was a music track composed before, and what we did, we built a level design around that. And so it's a very interesting way of interacting with music and listening music and playing music.
Now, where does the inspiration from something like this come? Because obviously rhythm games are a big thing, but this is not your standard Rock Band or Guitar Hero or anything like that.
It was actually our challenge because one of our CEOs is also a musician, and we had like the talent of doing 2D graphics, got this musician on board, and had like a crazy idea when the university project started in 2009. And we thought, how cool would it be if you could walk inside a music track and experience while you move and while you walk how the track builds up one by one. And actually our goal was to not do any rhythm mechanics at all, so have it like a full action game where accidentally you hear and play a whole music track. That was basically the inspiration, because we thought you could do so much more with music and gaming. So
now, does each level and environment change depending on the song?
Yeah, we're actually going to have 6 levels and 6 different songs. The level that we are showcasing here is the one from a musician called Parov Stelar. He is actually doing electro swing music. It kind of fits very, very good to the Mind style. But then in the next level, we're going to have a song by Saber Pulse. He's doing chiptune music. And he's going to have a jungle level, which is really, really fits to the music. And all the 6 different levels will have 6 different songs. And also the composer of Journey, Austin Rintery, also did one song and one level for this. And his name is crazy. Because, you know, we could tell him, we love your classical stuff, but you can go wild. And he really went wild. So you can look forward to that.
Now, after it's released and after the levels are released, do you plan on releasing more levels as DLC with more songs and things like that?
Totally. There's actually going to be an album out day one when the game is going to be out. And we actually got more songs than levels at the moment. So we will definitely get out more DLCs from time after time. But what we're working on the most at the moment is, first it's going to come out in 3 months on Steam for PC, Mac, and Linux. But then we are working all the time on the console version as well. So we will get out DLCs and we will get our ports at the same time to reach as much people as possible.
So. Cool. Very, very, very cool. Now, the other question comes up too. Are people going to be able to use their own music and have a level procedurally generated at all?
Yeah, it's actually, that would be very, very complicated at this moment, because we just developed these tools after 3 years that we have a game mechanic, an insert, a music track, and in real time the behavior is generated. So you actually need to be a composer to re-engineer a song inside this virtual environment. So we're definitely planning on coming up in later versions, handing those tools out to the players, coming up with multiplayer ideas, because our sound technology is so strong that we can do so much stuff, and we really want to give it to the players. But right now, if we also implement that, the game will be out in 2014, and that will be almost like Fez. So we really want to get the game out, because we don't want to be hated by everybody.
Yeah. Wow. And to quote my host, and I know he's not here, not too soon. Yeah. So anyway, let's get our hands on this game and try it out. Thank you very much, and I'm going to sit here and play it with you.
Yeah, awesome.